Pokemon Mega Evolution 2026, which Mega X to buy first plus the chase card hunt. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Buy Mega Greninja X first. It's both the era's Grail Chase and the best competitive Mega X, but buy it as a single, not by chasing packs. All prices as of June 2026 and moving fast. Oh, the Mega Evolution era is asterisk dazzling, rainbow foil Grails, sold out Elite Trainer boxes, and one Ninja Frog that became the most wanted card in the hobby. Cherry Blossom, but here's the loving truth I tell everyone who wanders into the cabinet with stars in their eyes. The shiny cards almost never come out of the packs you buy. The Chase Special Illustration rares fall about once every asterisk 80-something packs, and the gold grails about once every asterisk 1000 asterisk. So if your heart is set on a specific card, the kind thing I can do is steer you to buy it directly, and to know exactly what it's worth before you do. Everything's real and dated June 2026. Let's find you the right Sparkle for the right price. Sparkles, if this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. Which Mega X should you buy first in 2026? The answer is lovely and simple. Mega Greninja X from the current set, Chaos Rising, ME04, released May 22, 2026. It's the rare card that's both the era's most coveted collectible and the engine of a top-tier tournament deck, so it holds its value as a grail and as a playable. But which Greninja? This trips up so many new collectors, so let me hold your hand through it. Three very different cards share the name. The double rare 22, the actual asterisk playable asterisk card for decks. If you want a battle, this is all you need. The special illustration rare / SIR 116. The gorgeous full art grail. So buy Mega Greninja X first means the version that fits your goal or dollar to play. A few hundred to display. The quick answer, wanna play, want the grail, don't gamble a booster box on it, the odds are unkind. Mega Greninja X, the grail and the best deck. Why does this one card tower over the era? Two reasons that almost never line up at once. It's the chase. The Chaos Rising SIR is the most requested design of the whole Mega Evolution run, and wonderfully strange, it trades above its rarer gold Mega Hyper Rare variant. That only happens when collectors love the art that much. And it's genuinely good. Mega Greninja X hits up to 200 damage on a single energy via the Ace Spec Neo Upper Energy, anchoring a real standard deck alongside Dragapult or Dudonsparce. Tournament players fully expect it to win events. So demand comes from asterisk to asterisk directions at once, players and collectors, which is exactly what keeps a card's price strong. One gentle rule for the whole Mega era: when a Mega X Pokemon is knocked out, your opponent takes 3 prize cards instead of 2. Big reward, big risk, that's the era in a nutshell. The pull rate reality in Chaos Rising. A special illustration rare falls about 1 in 80 to 90 packs, roughly 1 per 2 to 3 booster boxes, and the Mega Greninja Gold Hyper rare about 1 in 1000, 1 per tilde 26 boxes. This is asterisk why you buy the single, the math simply isn't on your side in packs. The Chase Ladder. Every Chaos Rising card worth hunting, the surprise of the set. A chinchilla nobody expected to be hot. Riding pure art love. My honest favorite for value. Cinchino, the most affordable top tier SIR, with the kind of breakout art that makes a binder page sing. Just know its price is hype asterisk driven, not playability driven, so it's the most speculative of the bunch. From the rabbit hole, as Wargamer puts it, about chasing these from packs. Even if you manage to score packs at a retail price, there's no guarantee you'll get those chase cards, and they all go for eye-watering prices on the secondary market. The kindest path to a specific card is almost always the single. Sealed. ETB versus booster box versus bundle, and is a box worth it? The cozy, lowest risk starter. But 9 packs is a 1 in 10 shot at any SIR, buy it for the experience, not the grail. A delightful low commitment open. Is a box worth it? For asterisk fun and trade stock, absolutely. For asterisk landing Mega Greninja asterisk, no, a whole box averages well under one specific Greninja SIR, and the gold variant is likely zero per box. Open boxes for the joy, buy singles for the chase. Yumi's gentle hot take a booster box is a asterisk party asterisk, not a asterisk strategy. If you open one expecting a grail, you'll likely be sad. Open it expecting an hour of giggles and a pile of trade fodder, and you'll always be happy. Then go buy the Greninja you wanted with the money you didn't spend on a second box. The whole Mega Evolution era. How deep does it go? Mega Greninja is the asterisk now asterisk, but the era is a whole glittering shelf. The run so far. ME01 Mega Evolution, then ME02 Phantasmal Flames. Then ME025 Ascended Heroes. Then ME03 Perfect Order, then ME04 Chaos Rising. With ME05 Pitch Black, July 17, and ME06 Storm Emerald still to come. By the numbers, this era rewards asterisk focus asterisk, not completion. The hype is cooling, buy smart, not scared. Launch week is always the price peak. Supply floods in as boxes get opened and prices settle. So, no FOMO. If you want the Greninja, you can almost certainly get it cheaper in a few weeks than on launch day. Check recent sold asterisk prices, not asking prices. Buy the card, not the bubble. Pay what you think it's worth to hold and love, never as an investment you're counting on to climb. Read the sold prices listed, market prices often lag reality. When a single is moving fast, trust recent sold asterisk data over any sticker number. The collector's code plus your budget bottom line protect first, admire second. Set your number before you open or buy, decide your budget, then enjoy every rip and every purchase without the spiral. Buy singles for chases, sealed for joy. Never confuse the two, packs are for the thrill of opening, singles are for the card you actually want. Grade only what deserves it. A pristine grail can multiply in value. A BGS10 Greninja has hit four figures. But grading costs money and time, so reserve it for genuinely mint, genuinely loved cards. Final verdict. Here's my honest, hand-on-heart guidance, collector to collector. Buy Mega Greninja X first, and buy it as a single after the dip. It's the grail asterisk and the best deck, but the SIR has cooled about a third in a month, so there's zero need to panic buy. Check recent sold prices and let it settle. If you just want to open asterisk something, grab one booster box for the fun and the trade stock, never as a way to pull the grail. The prettiest sparkle is the one you can afford to love. Sparkle still deciding what to play. Take the game finder, 7 questions, and the cabinet hands you your perfect game. Frequently asked questions. Which Mega X should I buy first in 2026? Mega Greninja X from the current set, Chaos Rising, ME04. It's both the era's grail chase and the best competitive Mega X. Buy it as a single, not by chasing packs. So check recent sold prices, not asking prices, and you can likely buy it cheaper by waiting a few weeks. Pay what it's worth to you to hold, never as an investment you're counting on to climb. What's the difference between the Mega Greninja X Double Rare, SIR and Gold? Check the card number before you buy, they're worth wildly different amounts. What is the latest Pokemon Mega Evolution set right now? Chaos Rising ME04, released May 22, 2026. The fourth Mega Evolution set, headlined by Mega Greninja X. The era so far runs ME01 Mega Evolution, then ME02 Phantasmal Flames, then ME025 Ascended Heroes, then ME03 Perfect Order, then ME04 Chaos Rising, with ME05 Pitch Black, July 17, and ME06 Storm Emerald still to come. Is a Chaos Rising booster box worth buying? For landing a specific card like Mega Greninja, no, a whole box averages well under 1 Greninja SIR, and the gold is likely 0 per box. Open boxes for the joy, buy singles for the chase. What are the pull rates for Chaos Rising chase cards? A special illustration rare falls about 1 in 80 to 90 packs, roughly 1 per 2 to 3 booster boxes, and the Mega Greninja Gold Hyper Rare about 1 in 1000. 1 per tilde 26 boxes. This is exactly why buying the single you want is smarter than gambling on sealed product. Should I buy the Elite Trainer box or singles? Both. For different reasons. For a specific chase card, buy the single. Best combo, One ETB or box for the fund, then buy the exact SIR you want as a single once prices settle. What are the other top chase cards in Chaos Rising? Cinchino is the best card per dollar if Gwenninja is out of budget. How much does a full Mega Evolution Master set cost? Collect what you love, not everything. This era rewards focus, not completion. Is Mega Gwenninja X good competitively? Yes, it hits up to 200 damage on a single energy via the Ace Spec Neo Upper Energy, anchoring a top-tier standard deck with Dragapult or Dudonspass, and players expect it to win events. Remember the Mega X rule though. When a Mega X is knocked out, your opponent takes 3 prize cards instead of 2.